What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of the VOD Files. You probably just heard me plead with you to go ahead and vote for the VOD Files for top or the podcast People's Choice Awards. And you can vote for VOD Files under Society and Culture and Top Male Host if you want to. That'd be great. I couldn't thank you enough for you guys doing so. Really appreciate it. So go ahead and do that. We got a great week for you. We got the Bachelor Recap. And on Wednesday, we have Olivia O'Brien, a very talented musician, somebody who's just very open about dating and relationships. And we have a fun conversation with her, give her perspective on her love life and life in general. And you will not want to miss that. Be sure to check that out. Other than that, congratulations to Travis for getting engaged.
Yay, Travis!
Audio engineer. How did you do it? Tell the audience, give them a reminder that love still is real.
I don't know if you can hear me out there, but love is real. I'll tell you that.
What did you do? How did you pop the question?
Well, I took her to our hometown area and to a very special spot and kind of just filled out my heart, and that's how it went. And she said yes.
Is it like in like Shawshank Redemption, like under the tree with a black stone, like kind of like special hometown?
I guess you could say.
Yeah. Okay. And she said yes.
It's so nice to her to carry his engagement to the Shawshank.
She
Redemption.
Did say yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to imply she didn't get murdered by someone else or have an affair or anything. Sorry. But if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. That little tree that like he used to like make love to his wife and you know. Congratulations, Travis. Well done. We have a great episode for you as always. I think that's all I really can say. I mean, anything I'm leaving out before we just get to what the people really want?
Yeah, do it. Get them what they want.
Get what you want online. Merch.
We have some merch.
Go the tie-dye hoodies are back.
They're
back. Really popular.
They're so comfortable.
Yeah. They're soft motherfuckers.
Amanda playing house again? Having fun with that?
Oh, my God.
Amanda's playing house again.
But you really like this gentleman.
Yeah. I would say I'm responsibly playing house. Like, I say I'm playing house more to just, like, name the fact that we've been spending a lot of time together. But I don't actually, I'm not under any delusions that things are moving quicker than they are. But I have a lot of hope.
Have you defined the situation?
Nope. And I hope we don't for a little while because I'm participating in this thing with my friends called the Hot Girl Summer Games.
Which is
a points-based tournament system where you get points for doing various activities ranging from taking yourself on a date, going dancing, getting someone to buy you a drink, various things such as that. And you lose 100 points if you enter a relationship during the Hot Girl Summer Games.
You're so fucked.
So... We're hoping no definitions.
What the hell? This sounds fun. I don't know how productive it will be for your own personal life.
It's very productive because not hooking up with an ex is, if you hook up with an ex, you lose 100 points. And so that was really pivotal when I was at a low point these past few weeks.
But finding love also is as bad as hooking up with an ex.
For hot girl summer, yes, it is.
I feel like on principle alone, it shouldn't be the same worth points wise. Hooking up with an ex should be like 150 points.
No, a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people are recycling exes these days. Like I feel like a lot of my friends are back with their exes.
No, I get it.
Well, it's also
which
like,
is why you should penalize it.
If we're considering like hot girl summer is prime options open, hooking up with an ex, emotionally bad, devastating move, but you can move forward. Getting into a relationship, it's like you are now really limiting the activities you can participate in.
What is the goal of hot girl summer?
It's really just like a fun thing I'm doing with my friends.
No, I get it. But like, is there a, I mean, I understand it's hot girl summer.
A lot of the items on the list are sort of like more adventurous things. And so I think it's about giving you a framework to sort of empower yourself and take some risks and have some fun.
Exactly. Which is why I still think my argument applies that if we're trying to have a positive note on hot girl summer, which I think is great, you're like applying these like points you can earn. Like taking yourself on a date, you said, as an example. Like,
yeah.
What a cool, kind of like empowering, like, I don't need anyone else kind of thing. What are some other positive points you can receive?
I'll open the spreadsheet.
Why do I feel like I would win at this?
You wouldn't, Allie. I'll tell you.
Yeah. All I do is hang out with myself.
I don't even know what's on the spreadsheet.
So
but.
this was
screw you guys.
This was inspired by TikTok, by something on TikTok, but my roommate is the one who sort of finalized it. You know, you get 1 point for kissing someone. You get 1 point for asking for someone's number.
Oh, I'm already up.
You get 18 points for sending a nude or for going on a vacation with friends.
Uh-huh.
If you have sex in a car, you get 18 points. Okay, I'll go to the 50-point categories. If you surprise someone in lingerie under clothes, you get 50 points.
Uh-huh.
If you drink a whole bottle by yourself, you get 50 points. If you go streaking, if you... You're not going to like this one. I'm not going to say that one. If you get flown to someone.
What is it?
Flown.
One of them is if you steal something from a man, you get 50 points.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
So
theft is it has to be from a man? Stealing, not great, but if it's a guy, it's cool?
Yes.
Gotcha.
It's wealth redistribution.
Am I too old for this? Is that why I'm just is going on?
It's the patriarchy is the...
Okay.
I still stand by X should be worth more than falling in love.
Under the
guise of it's a toxic activity that's going to de-empower you emotionally.
De-empower?
Is that even a word? It's going to reduce your power. Hot girl summer is about going forward, is it not? Or hot guy summer, or just hot person summer. Isn't that what it's about?
I feel like it's like the roaring 20s, like going out, partying, being free.
Yeah. Hooking up, like recycling dirty laundry and trash is the opposite of hot girl summer, I think.
Yeah.
Just me? Just
going
me?
Back to an ex is like taking a shower and then putting your dirty underwear back on.
Yeah. Yeah. And while finding love is not necessarily great for hot girl summer, it's definitely shouldn't be worth the same as putting on dirty laundry after you shower.
I think you're really intellectualizing something that is very loose.
No, I understand it's a silly game, but I'm just saying.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
Well, best of luck on this game. I think it's just time to get to our callers. Great.
What's your time with Nick? Let's ask Nick your sexy questions.
How's it going?
Hi, Nick. I'm Lola, and I'm 27 years old.
How can I help, Lola?
So I broke up with my boyfriend 2 weeks ago after we had two, pretty big fights that occurred within 2 weeks of each other.
Okay.
Just to give you a little bit of background surrounding the circumstances. The first fight was a week before the anniversary of his brother's death and Father's Day, and his dad has also, passed as well. So it's like a really difficult time for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second fight was the week after that.
Okay.
So the first fight was really stupid. It was just like, I guess I wasn't giving him enough attention. And then he got passive aggressive. And then the next day when we tried to talk about it, he was like, you're overly emotional.
He said this to you?
Yeah. He was like, I just can't. You act like a child. I can't deal with it.
Backtrack for a second. Hold on 1 second. But the fight started when he accused you of not being there for him enough?
It wasn't related to being there for him. It was something stupid. We've been reading self-help books together and we've been taking notes about them.
Okay.
And I guess his understanding was that I had taken notes for all of the book, and his understanding was that we were going to do the last two chapters together. I was scrolling through Instagram, not giving him enough attention. And then he just went in the other room and started reading a book without me. I got annoyed. I got emotional because I am a hyper emotional person. And
what does that mean?
I cry. I get
like
very
how much?
Emotional.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you are. I don't know. Like, is this self-diagnosed or like this is just your take on things?
It's a self-diagnosis, but I've definitely had issues with being hyper-emotional. Like I've had friends that have had issues with it. And
okay.
So you recognize I'm in therapy.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Yes. So I got emotional. The next day, he, like, picks up my insecurities. You're acting like a child, blah, blah, blah.
It's summer again, and that means hot summer days and nights that are too hot to get any sleep. Enter Brooklinen and company that I love, and they have crisp sheets that breathe to keep you cool. You can say goodbye to sweaty summer nights. That's right. You know, listen, you know I love Brooklinen, and I'm going to rave about them always because they truly are amazing. I'm perplexed by the quality and the price. It doesn't seem to add up. It's too good to pay so little. And so whether it's their sheets that keep you cool at night or their all-seasons duvet and comforters or their comfortable loungewear, it's all amazing. It's all wonderful. You don't even have to take my word for it. They have 75,000 five-star reviews and counting. Their customer service is top-notch. It's truly amazing. So check out Brooklinen. If you haven't, if you're looking for the best sheets that you can find, the eighth wonder of the world, Brooklinen. So give yourself the comfort, fresh, you deserve, and get it less at Brooklinen. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code VIALL to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's BROKLINEN.com and enter promo code VIALL for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com, promo code VIALL. Brooklinen has something for every comfort need, ideal for seasonal refresh. They're constantly launching new products, colors, and patterns all the time. They're so goddamn comfortable. Can't say enough about them. Check them out, brooklinen.com. Ritual, the multivitamin company you know and trust, has a new protein powder so you can feel intimidating. Well, either way, I mean, you need to get protein's an important, essential part of our diet. Well, listen, as you know, there are so many protein powders to choose from, so why not get it from a company you already know and trust, a company that values the ingredients they put in to their protein powders. There's a lot of crap that goes into protein powders. There really is. So make sure you're getting it from company trust. Get it from Ritual. Their team of scientists reimagine protein from the ground up and inside out, from how it's made to who it's for and why it's needed. The result is ridiculous plant-based proteins offer in three premium formulations for distinct life stages and unique nutrition needs, all made from the same high standards approach and commitment to traceability that Ritual is known for. So, what more can you say then? Get your gains with your protein and make sure you have the comfort of knowing that you're putting quality ingredients into your body. The good part is that their protein, they make it for all different life stages, whether it's 18 plus, pregnancy, postpartum, 50 plus, plant-based formulation specifically created to support nutritional needs at different life stages. What more can I say about Ritual Protein? Get it now and get your gains. To make something new less scary, Ritual offers a money-back guarantee if you're not 100% in love. Plus, my listeners get 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/VIALL to add essential protein today. That's ritual.com/VIALL. Just out of curiosity, like, what books are you reading? And do ever any of them cover communication and things like that?
Yeah, like all of them.
The irony that you guys are fighting over this stuff is,
yeah,
it's kind of rich.
We're reading and we read Empowered Love, which I suggest to like everybody. It was a really good book. Now I'm reading a book called The Assertiveness Guide for Women, which I think is going to be very helpful for me. So anyways, when we came back after like the big explosion, I was like, it's not fair for you to like pick at my insecurities. You know that I'm emotional. I've been forward with you about that. I'm working on it and I'm trying to be better, but it's not fair for you to like call me a child and pick at those things. Sure. And So then we moved on and I was like, this is a boundary. I'm not going to deal with it if you speak to me that way again. So then 2 weeks go by. We have another fight. This time he's being secretive.
Can I ask you a question? And I agree with you. But I just have one question. That has he done this? Is this a regular thing for him to do this? Or was it like he reached his limit with you and finally said something that really hurt and he would probably agree was a little too much, but he just kind of like finally like reached a limit, or like he just, this is how he talks to you and you finally put your foot down. Does that make sense?
I think that we've had issues with him being very dismissive in the past.
Well, this isn't so much dismissive. This is, you know, yeah, you said, hey, I'm a hypersensitive person. I recognize my my shortcomings here. And sometimes I might be so sensitive that I react to my frustration in a way that probably I could work on, right? So you recognize that. And then you said the next day he was just like, you're a child. Like he pointed, name called and reacted to this hypersensitivity. And again, you know, someone who might be hypersensitive, sensitive, a mean way of criticizing someone might be able to, might be calling them a child, right? Like only children act this emotional about things that, you know, they should recognize aren't that big of a deal, or they'll handle it in a less emotional way. And my question to you is, you know, I'm a calm guy, right? Level head, but like everyone can reach a breaking point where it's just, you know what, fuck it, I've had enough. And then you say things, and that doesn't make it okay that you said it. You're still wrong. It still deserves an apology. And even you saying that, you're just like, I can't believe I reached that point of anger. I snapped, or you know, whatever. And I guess my question to you about this first fight is it more he finally snapped and called you a name call? Because he could be doing this. Also, people, you date people where they always name call. Like, was this the first time he's called you a baby or a child, or was this like the 30th time?
I think that this was the first time. I guess the reason that it was, like, I set a boundary and I was trying to be assertive and say, like, I don't deal with this. And the issue then became, we moved on from it and we were fine. The issue then came 2 weeks later when we had another fight and he uses the same.
Okay.
The initial fight was about him being secretive about hanging out with neighbors. I don't think he was doing anything weird, but to me, openness and honesty is important in a relationship. And he again was like, you're just being overly emotional. Like, and just jabbing me again immediately as soon as I brought up the fact that I wanted like an open, honest relationship. And so the fact that it was within 2 weeks and we've been dating for like 8 months. So I feel like these are when the red flags start to show. Mm-hmm. You like put your best foot forward. And then right around this time, people start to show their true colors. So after the second fight, when he did the same thing again, I kind of like left to cool off. We reconvened the next day. I was like, we need to talk. And he was like, I'm not ready to talk. I was like, okay, I understand you need space. When can we get together? Like, I'm trying to use all these skills that we're reading in these books. Yeah. Like, when's the time that we can meet back up? And like, so because I get very anxious, you need your space. Mm-hmm. That's fine. And he wouldn't give me a time. He's like, I don't know when I'm going to be ready. So I just reached a breaking point and I was like, this obviously isn't important enough to you. So I ended up being like, well, where do you think this relationship, like, where do we go from here? And he was like, I feel like this is over. I said, I feel like this is over too. To me, that's a breakup, but I started packing up my stuff at his place. And then he was like, are we going to the beach? And I was like, what are you talking about? We just broke up. Like, so I guess like my biggest question is like, do you think that I made an emotional decision because of like the situation, like the surrounding circumstances of his trauma and all of that stuff? Should I give him more time? I don't know.
How old is he?
He's 20. He'll be 29 in August.
Okay. No, I don't. I think sounds like you made the right call.
Okay.
You know, it's just you guys broke up. And I really am a big believer in it got to a point where you started throwing out the we should break up kind of language. And I think if if you get to that point, there's a good reason to break up. You know, it doesn't sound like you said it to get a reaction. It sounds like when you said it, you meant it, right? You really thought, you know, we probably should. Now, we don't know if he said it to get a reaction. Do you know that for sure?
I feel like he might have. I feel like sometimes he can be like controlling and manipulative, and like looking back at the relationship, I just saw little red flags here and there. And maybe that's just me trying to like protect myself from like feeling sadness that I lost this person, because I'm definitely upset about it. I haven't been in a relationship this long since high school, so it's really okay. My first adult relationship.
Why were you guys reading these books together? How'd that start?
So he actually got out of a 6-year relationship a few months before we started dating, and he was kind of taking accountability for his downfalls and how he, and his responsibility in how things went wrong, and he didn't want to make the same mistakes again. So it was kind of something that he was working on, but then we ended up doing it together. We were reading like the Love Languages books and all of those things. And
so I it started with him, and then you kind of like, well, this could be a fun couple thing to do. And you try to make it and that's a good thing. You try to make it a couple, like something you guys do together, and hopefully maybe learn as you go.
Yeah, so I guess now he reached out to me and wants to have a conversation to understand me, like where I was coming from more. So we had actually made plans. I was supposed to get together with him after talking to you today.
Oh, wow.
And I just got a text message from him probably like 20 minutes ago saying, hey, I got like overwhelmed with work today. Can we do this at a later date? And I'm just at the point where I'm ready for this to be over. I don't need this back and forth anymore. So how do I go, like, how should I respond to him? And how do I go about saying, clearly this isn't very important to you if you're not making it a priority. So why are we even having this conversation?
Yeah, it sounds like he's, there's some game playing here. There's so many like little things to discuss. As far as your immediate question, I don't think this is something, I think it's probably not the best situation for either of you, maybe, right? What you're telling me, this sounds like just two people who might like each other. There's a physical attraction. There are certainly some great moments, but I don't know if you guys don't sound compatible. Even if for no other reason that maybe you recognize in yourself and in, at least in him, and I don't have the privilege of speaking with him, that you guys have some shit you both need to work on as individuals. And that's
absolutely,
it's cool that you guys were trying to do that as a couple, and that's certainly possible. People need to still be able to, you know, we're never a finished product. So just because you're in a relationship, it's not like, oh no, I get to just like be me and have someone I'm in a relationship with love me for who I am. No, we can and should continue to work on ourselves, but that doesn't always mean we are, you know, in our best position to be the best possible partners. And certain people can bring out the worst in us, especially if they have their own shit. Because what I'm hearing from you, like, for example, you recognize that you have this hypersensitivity issue, that you recognize that you don't like, regardless of what other people point out, like you notice that it has affect other relationships in your life and you're working on that. Now, you might always just be a sensitive person and there's only so much, you know, growth you're going to be able to have, but you are most likely going to be an emotional person, right?
Oh, absolutely. I've tried to work on my emotions. It's like, it's just there.
So it's going to be really important for you to find a partner that's a very empathetic person, right? It might be more important for you to, you know, it might to not date someone who's faced the tragedy that your boyfriend has, especially he probably hasn't fully processed this tragedy. Detox shampoo, detox your hair. We always hear about detoxing things. And think of all the crap that goes into your hair. Your hair, like, it can like catch things in the air, and there's pollutants everywhere. And Way is helping you detox your hair. Listen, hey, hair, don't take it for granted. I think everyone can get on board with that. Chrissy, don't you brag about your Way shampoo, don't you? It's just
I do. It's really good. So if you like go too long between washes, or if you're using dry shampoo a lot, which I'll do in between washes, it'll really help detoxify the shampoo. And when I use it, It just gives me my natural curls. I can get out of the shower. I don't have to blow dry. I don't have to do anything. I can just get out and go. It's great.
You use it once a week, and you take out that buildup of oil, dirt, and hard water. So when you're ready to get your hair stroked, when you're ready to undo some damage, go to Way to detox that hair. Hit the reset button with Way Detox Shampoo. Go to theouai.com and use code VIAL to get 15% off your entire purchase. That is theouai.com, code VIALL.
Yeah, he, I mean, it happened in 2005, his brother passed.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's been a really long time, and he went through therapy, but he will say, like, I don't think about the past. I don't deal with the past. I'm focused on the future. I'm focused on moving on in the future. So he very clearly has a hard time dealing with that.
But does he recognize it, or are you diagnosing him?
He recognizes that he doesn't deal with the past. His sister has said to him in the past, like, yeah, you need to deal with the past. But he doesn't want to. He refuses to.
So, yeah, my point stands is that just maybe he is just not going to bring out the best in you. He is not going to compliment you in a way where when your shortcomings come up, he does a good job of, hopefully in a non-patronizing way, of just working with you and not reacting. Like, something you're going to have to deal with is that, like, I've dated highly emotional people, and it can feel like you're with an emotional terrorist at times, to be totally candid. Like, you know, because I don't know how you react when you get highly emotional and when you get mad, but the people I've experienced can be hyper critical and mean and explosive, and they can push at your buttons, and emotional terrorists is the best way to describe it. They hold you hostage with their feelings and their emotions, and everything they say and do is justified because they're hurt. And that is a very helpless place to feel on the other side of things, right? So that's something just to let you know, be careful of that. Now, I don't know if you're like that, and I don't, you know, but you will want to date someone who certainly isn't quick to also get mad and name call, right? To not play games, to not say things they don't mean. You know, definitely that might be number one thing for you. Don't say someone who says things to get a reaction, because you're very quick to react because you're emotional, right?
Absolutely.
So good for you for being like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you said we should break up, but I agreed, and I'm like, I don't say things I don't mean. And if
that's the thing, is I got to the point where I had said to him previously, I said, if I am not crying anymore, that's the point where I just don't care. And we were having that conversation, and I wasn't crying. And I was like, does he realize that I've just checked out? I'm just done.
Yeah. And so for him suggesting a breakup and then backtracking, I mean, he can do whatever he wants. But I think that in itself is a sign that he is not in a healthy place to be in a relationship. I mean, best case scenario, he suggested you guys break up and then immediately changed his mind. That's best case scenario. And worst case scenario, he just said it to get a reaction. And that's a big red flag. I mean, that's not to be like, oh, well, you know, I just said it, sorry. Like, you never want to date someone who says things they don't mean, especially when the things they say they don't mean can hurt the other person.
Yeah. So I guess, like, the one question that I want to have answered is, how do I respond to this text that he says, like, he's busy with work? Like, say anything?
If you have to decide for yourself, what do you, in this moment, do you think it's the best thing for you, regardless of what you want, it's the best thing for you to pursue a relationship with this person? Realistically, do you think it's what's right for either of you? No. All right. So there you go. So the best way to answer that question is like, hey, listen, I've been thinking about it. You know, I care about you, but I really think it's best that we move on. You know, I don't think we bring out the best in each other. I wouldn't even bring up this, like, the fact that he suggested it and now he's busy at work, the excuses and the, you know, whether it's manipulating or it's immature in his part, it's kind of a moot point since you think it's best to you move on. And if you think it's best to move on, then the mature thing for you to do is not play the games, not try to win the breakup, not try to like feel like, just since you have the power, knowing that as sad as you might be and as disappointed as you might be, you at least have an understanding that the right thing for you is to move on. And that's good. That's a great thing to feel because you have control of that situation. So now in the most kind-hearted but honest and direct way, you should make that very clear to him so that he can move on as well. And okay. Even if he does and says mean things to you, just don't indulge yourself. Don't fall trap. He might try to suck you in with, you know, pointing the finger and saying mean things so that you react. But don't do that. You want to move on, and moving on means literally that, just no longer having him in your life. And so just do as much as to make it clear to him that that's how you feel. Say it as kind as possible. No matter what he says, just continue to say the same thing over and over. And it's real simple. Like, I think we should move on. I care about you, but we don't bring out the best of each other. And say different versions of that over and over until he just stops trying.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think that's what you should do, especially if that's how you feel. A couple other things that when you talked about that I think maybe it's helpful to point out. Like, I think this whole, like, reading books together is great, but make sure, like, it can be very tricky because people learn at their own pace, right? And especially when you're reading, like, self-help books that will specifically designed to help the relationship, you can almost, like, put a lot of pressure on each other and be like, well, do you not love us enough, or do you not care about it enough? Like, I'm 40 pages ahead of you. Like, does that mean I love you 40 pages more? You know, like, just that kind of mindset. I think couples do that with each other. So be very careful when you do that. Like, do it for yourself. Like, learning, again, we learn at different paces and other things are going on. So just be very careful. You're not competing all while at the same time you're trying to learn how to be better partners. You can get very competitive when you like doing stuff like that together. So in your next relationship, be very careful about that. It might, like, this whole like giving yourself assignments and book report stuff, I think is almost a little too much. You know, I think it's good.
It was all stemming from him. Like, these were not my ideas.
I'm not here to point fingers or blame. And even if it does stem from him, I'm just saying you're in the relationship. So it might Absolutely. Be just great. Be like, yeah, I'd love to read that. And then maybe you guys like talk about it. Some people take notes. Some people don't take notes. I'm not a good note taker. You know what I'm saying? Like, we learn differently. Like, all of a sudden you're comparing how, like, you know, who gives it more shits because of how they're like diving into the book. Just be careful about stuff like that. As long as you feel like they're learning or they're implying that what they've learned in the relationship, that's all you should really care about. Right.
And I guess that's like where I was struggling, is I wasn't seeing him trying to put those skills to use in the relationship. And I was actively trying very hard to put those skills to use. And it was like just not balanced.
Yeah, I know. I get it. But it can be tricky because we learn differently, and you were in a weird way becoming his teacher, or like, you know, it could be.
It
becomes competitive, and like you can sound condescending, and I just think it's a real tricky thing to do that type of stuff in a relationship without some sort of like maybe a couples therapist to guide you. Like, that's not your role to be his girlfriend and his therapist or teacher. So I think it's really important, if you do stuff like that, to have almost a third party making sure that you guys aren't competing and that you're applying these things in healthy ways. And I'm not here to, you know, I think it gets very tricky when you guys give each other assignments.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah. So, but as far as your immediate situation, trust your gut. It sounds like you know deep down what you think is best, and just be kind and honest and direct, and whatever games he wants to play, those are games he has to play. And you're just gonna have to mourn the loss of a relationship, but that's okay. You're better at realizing it now than in a year and a half from now. And just because it's your first relationship in a while, like, that shouldn't, and good for you for not making it part of your decision-making process. You'll be fine. You'll learn and just keep doing therapy to deal with your shit that you recognize. And so you can get better. And then when you look for a partner, you know, someone who's more grounded, someone who might not have faced this. And that's, or I really feel for your boyfriend having faced this adversity, but that does impact him, and it does impact his emotional maturity and the things that he's, he has to deal with. And he might not have the capacity, at least right now, to help you with your stuff.
Yeah. And that's one thing that I said to him was that he at one point was like, did you take into consideration the time of year that it is for me when I was like treating you poorly? And I was like, yeah, I did take that into consideration, but it doesn't, it's not an excuse for you to treat me that way.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. It's not, you know, like just because people deal with shit is not like a get out of jail free card. It's like, oh great, you had a bad day. I'm going to have to, oh, can't wait till I have to pay the Reaper for your bad day. You're like, what is that? That's,
it's not fair.
No. Man, it's dangerous territory to justify shitty behavior based off of your other people's bad days. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So,
well, I appreciate your time, Nick.
No, my pleasure. Sorry you're going through this, but you should feel good that you know what you deserve and want. And as sad as you might be about it ending, you're sounds like you're doing the right thing, and that's honestly the best case scenario for you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I always like strive for words of affirmation. Like that's my love language. I get affirmations from everybody. So the fact that you're saying that I made the right decision makes me feel good about the choice I made.
My only final advice to you in general is just chill a little bit. You know, you're a teacher. I can tell you're a perfectionist. You want to apply what you learn very quickly. Sometimes just, you know, just
relax,
And, it's going to be fun.
Easier said than done, Nick.
I know. Which, if it was easy, I wouldn't give it to you as advice, you know, for you to work on. Do it with what you want, but it might help.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Best of luck. Sorry about the breakup, but you're going to be better for it.
I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. How's it going?
Hey, so I'm Nikki and I'm 20 years old. My situation is that I recently graduated from college and there's this guy that we've been friends for around 2 years. And since a year, it's been more like because of the lockdown and the quarantine, we've become much more closer. Like I would say he's one of my closest guy friends for sure. And like around 6 months ago, I started to think that maybe there is something more than just friends in the sense that our conversations became a bit more like there was a different vibe, you can say. And I think around a week back or something, we graduated, the college is done. He told me that he likes me and I do like him, so I told him that too. But the thing is that he's leaving for UK for his master's in a month, and that puts me in a dilemma because he wants to be in a relationship, but I don't know if like, how can you say you want to be in a relationship when there's like only 1 month to date and figure it out? So my question is, should I pursue like a relationship with my best friend with it being long distance? And even though I'm not sure about him in the sense of, I don't think it's like, I think it's going to be a fun time. I don't know if it's like forever, you know, like that.
So, sure. So you've been friends with the guy for how long?
For 2 years.
Okay. And do you think he's like, what's his personality? Is it like kind of an extrovert? Do you find it like, do you think he's going to go to the UK and is he a very social guy or is he going to be like immersed in his studies?
He's a bit of a both. I would call him an ambivert.
Okay.
So he is extrovert in the sense that in his group of friends, he'll be like the clown, like the joker who cracks a lot of jokes and makes everyone laugh. But in the sense of that, he, you know, sleeps at like, he's very time oriented. He sleeps at like 10 at night and wakes up at 6 a.m. And, you know, like,
very structured.
He's very dedicated as well, like structure oriented.
Did you ask him why he wants you to be his girlfriend? Because you're right. Because I think you're thinking at it from a more pragmatic approach. It's like, hey, yeah, we like each other. But you're going to the UK, and as much as I like you, it's going to be super hard for us to build a relationship with you being a half a world away. So why do you want to date me? Because why, almost like turn it around on him. Why do you want to give up the freedom to go to a new country, a new school, meet new girls, meet friends, not worry about, you know, being faithful and a good boyfriend? And we'll still, you know, we're friends. Like, I'm not, you know, we can FaceTime and talk, and who knows, maybe I'll visit you because we're friends. We've been friends for a few years now. So like, why do you want to give all that up when you already have me and I'm not even asking for more? Why do you want to give that up? You know, have you asked him that?
So I've not asked him, why do you want to give that up? I have told him about my doubts, in the sense that I've not told him that I don't think he's the one and stuff like that. But I've told him that that is just 1 month. And I don't want you to go to UK and feel like you're tied down out here. And I want you to have fun.
Yeah. So here's what you did wrong. Here's what you did wrong, right? Because there's a difference. Because it's, you think it's maybe the same thing, but it's a very different thing. Okay. Right? Because what you told him is, I don't think you're the one. So you gave him a challenge, right? You told him what he can't do. Go ahead.
Yeah. I didn't tell him I don't think you're the one. I told him that I think you should have fun in the UK instead of trying to maintain a long distance relationship.
Yeah, well, you told him, that's what I'm saying. You told him what you think he should do. And when people don't like to be told what to do, they like, you know, you, again, it's still a challenge. Because if you would have, instead of saying what you think he should do, and you simply just asked him, you gave him the answers to the test that you also were trying to give him. Instead of giving him the answers to the test, just give him the test. And the test is, why do you want me in to be with me in a relationship? Why do you want to give up the freedoms that come with the adventure you're about to go on, especially when I want to keep in touch with you? I like FaceTime me and like we're friends. Like, you know, when you get bored and lonely, which you might because it's a new country and new people, like I'm here, I'll call me, you know, and who knows, we'll continue to get to know each other, and there's really, you know, no expectations. And who knows what will happen? I don't know. But like, it seems unreal. Why would you give up that freedom of meeting new people and not worrying about having a girlfriend in India while you're in the UK?
Exactly.
Why do you, and just ask him and see what he says, because you know, you're going to get a lot more information with that rather than challenging him to prove you wrong.
So I did ask him, like, why do you like me? Like, what makes you like, because we were friends. So what made the change happen? So he told me that, you know, we get each other. We're very similar personalities. I don't think so I'll ever find someone who's will click that much with me as much as you do. So I said, I get that. But you need to be realistic that the timeline kind of sucks. Like, we're kind of screwed from the get-go. Like, if this would have happened when we were still in college, like, we wouldn't have the pressure of 1 month and then commitment, because honestly we haven't even like kissed or something. I don't even know if it's all in my head or if I or if there's actually sparks there.
Yeah,
so I can't go ahead and just say let's date and let's be in a committed relationship without knowing all of that stuff.
It's interesting because I think most in most similar situations, the person in your position would typically be the one wanting some sort of commitment because they're afraid of that person going on this adventure and having these opportunities. And so they might be like, oh, well, no, I need to know that you're committed to me because I'm just going to be here, you know? And I think it's usually that case, but you're definitely being the realistic one, right? And he, for all you know, you're like, you don't know why. I'm sure he likes you, right? Like, but at the same time, since he is persisting on something that doesn't make a ton of sense, there has to be other reasons. That other reasons might be like, you know, he's probably scared or nervous, like going to, he's going to a new country, he's afraid of, like, he's probably excited, but I mean, anytime you go to a, I would be nervous, like you're nervous and excited at the same time, and you might be that thing that's like that constant. He wants to be able, he wants something that he can be certain of, knowing that he's about to go into a world of uncertainty. And he's probably projecting that, would be a guess of mine. I don't know for sure, but that could be a good guess. I think what you should do, if you like the guy, is just kind of do what you're doing. Just say, listen, I do like you. You know, we just started, we just started acknowledging these feelings. And yeah, it sucks that you're going, but you should still be excited. And I still want to talk to you, right? You still want to keep in touch with them,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Do you have any other guys on your radar?
Not
right? So it's like,
yeah.
So, and who, I mean, the truth is you don't know what's going to happen. Neither does he. He could go to the UK and meet a bunch of people and you'll slowly start hearing from him less. And all of a sudden you're going to get like, you could get anxious and be like, oh, well, wait, I like you. And so who knows? You'll have, but you know, you don't know what's going to happen, but that's a possibility. But what you do know is that, you know, that when you just started dating, you want to keep talking to him. There's no real reason to escalate the commitment level just because he's leaving when you can still do everything you're going to do anyways without the commitment level. And yeah, he won't have the confidence and be able to call you his girlfriend knowing that you might like get asked out on a date and you might say yes, but he might as well. And, you know, part of being an adult and taking, you know, you just have to, you know, get one thing, give up another, you know, make sacrifices. So I think you should stick to your guns and because you're not, you aren't suggesting either of you give up anything.
So what I told him is that let's just date right now for a month and let's get to know each other in the, like in a relationship sort of a way. And then when you leave is then you can figure it out if whether you want to continue it or not. But the main thing for me is that because he was my friend before, I don't want to outright of my way lead him on or hurt him. Like if it was a normal person, I wouldn't probably share all of these doubts and share all these, you know, like be so realistic in my, or be so open. But that's just the only thing that's holding me back a bit from having fun is that I don't want to lead him on too much.
Well, listen, the fact that you were friends, it doesn't mean all that much anymore. Once you kind of cross the threshold of considering romantic feelings with someone, you're like, you guys are kind of stopped being friends now. It's never going to be the same. You really can't go backwards.
Yeah, it feels a bit different already.
So, and it's good that you're considerate of his feelings and you might be slightly hyper in tune to that, but like you seem like a good person. You would be considerate of everyone's feelings. Yeah, you're going out of your way to be a little bit more open than you would because like you know him as a person, as opposed to like if you just met a guy, you'd just be like, I don't need to tell him all this already. That makes sense. But as far as the friendship goes, I think you've crossed the threshold and you'll never go back to just being pals. And that's okay. You know, so I'd be careful about even, you know, when you're like, hey, let's date now and I wouldn't even say, I mean, personally, I would say, what I wouldn't do is make it seem like you guys are going to make a really big decision in a month, because that's not real. Like, what are you going to learn in a month? You know,
like barely meeting like once a week or something because of the lockdown anyways.
So I think, me personally, that you should say, you know, I like you and yeah, let's keep hanging out and we know you're leaving. So nothing's going to change in a month. That's, I think it makes sense for either of us to commit to each other, you know, knowing there's too many unknowns, but like, I want to keep talking to you. How long is he supposed to be gone for?
Well, his course is for a year, but I think he wants to settle down in the UK. So like he says we can make long distance work, but then how will it work if you're settling down? Then I'm not planning to shift there anytime soon.
Yeah. I think you should slow it down. There's no reason you guys should commit to each other. Not before he leaves. And then if you keep talking and maybe you go visit or something, and maybe you guys, that's the thing. Like you don't have to make a decision in a month just because he's leaving. You can still FaceTime and talk. He can move. You guys can continue to grow and get to know each other. Maybe visit, certainly FaceTime. And then 5 months from now, you guys can sit back and say, well, we're investing all this time to each other. We talk every day. I don't want to date any other guys. He's like, I've been in the UK. All I think about is you. And then at that point, you guys could be like, yeah, let's make it official. Like there's nothing stopping that. So like creating an artificial deadline because he's leaving is kind of silly. Like,
yeah,
and setting up this deadline will apply too much pressure in the weeks that you do have prior to him leaving, just try to be like, let's just listen, let's just enjoy what we have. Let's just see where it goes. There's no real reason why we need to put these deadlines and added pressure. It's not ideal that you're moving, but like you should still embrace this. You're going for a reason. Before you realize these feelings about me, it's what you wanted to do. Follow your dreams. And if it works out, it works out. And if not, that's fine. But he's trying to put too much pressure on a situation, probably because he is, you know, about to make this big life change. And there's some nerves and he's probably scared. And you know, that's normal. And yeah, that would be my take.
Yeah, for example, like we went on our first date like a couple of days ago, and he kept on bringing up the elephant in the room, and I'm like, what is it? You can just ask me. And I think he was again and again trying to get that like full on commitment. And it's just, should I just go out there and tell him that I don't want a serious relationship right now, that I just want to have fun? Like, I don't think so. I've said it like that. So should I try saying this?
Yeah, no, I don't think you should say, well, we should just have fun. You should say, nothing's going to change between us in the next month that either of us are going to have, we're not going to know enough about each other. And nothing's going to stop us from committing to each other in 6 months. So, like, it's silly for us to set a deadline and make a decision before you move when I still plan on communicating with you when you go. And I, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, that's what, you know, but you could still say, I want to see where this goes. When you say, oh, I just want to have fun, makes it seem like, you know,
I don't care that much.
You don't care. So if you're just, you know, if he wasn't moving, you would consider this or pursue this, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it definitely changed things that he's moving, but you can still kind of go about it the same way where like, well, you know, like we'll have to deal with the long distance, but I'm not going to be rushed, especially given that there is long distance. We both need to know if this is really worth it and going and that extra commitment it's going to take to make long distance to work. And a month is not enough time to see. So
I think he's only seeing it in the sense of that I need the clarity, but he doesn't realize that he'll also need the clarity in like a month's time when he goes there, because things will change.
Yeah. Well,
so I think I need to make that clear to him from his perspective as well.
Yeah. And he's just being stubborn right now. He's already decided. And even if that's how he feels, he still needs to respect how you feel.
Yep.
You know, that's great that he feels that strong, but you don't. And that matters. You know, and you can be like, yeah, I don't know how, like, you're moving. I want to know what it's going to be like when you're moved. Neither of us can guess how it's going to be. And he can't tell you how he is going to be or how he's going to react to a whole new world. He has no idea. So it's silly for him to say that he knows when he literally doesn't know.
Yeah, I get that. I also listened to the last podcast, and it was something about like having friends in common, about like, should you tell the friends in common? Like when is the right time to tell them? Because I personally want to wait for like a month before you get them involved, and he wants to tell them right away.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think our friends can only make it messier. You don't need any other opinions.
Yeah.
You know, people then like get excited, and like there might be people who think it's a silly idea. There might be people who think it's a great idea, but this decision needs to come from you guys, you. Like, your friends are just going to give a bunch of opinions that don't really, that probably aren't going to be that helpful.
Yeah, I told him you can tell your friends, I can tell my other friends, but like, you don't need to involve them in this again.
Yeah. And, you know, he might be just excited. For all you know, he's had a crush on you the whole time, you know? He was maybe never really friends with you. He just finally had the guts to tell you.
I don't know, but I think I get like the point of not putting a deadline of 1 month in it.
Yeah,
I think
I think the deadline is silly.
Like not putting any deadline in general. I'll just say like you go to UK, you figure it out, you see, like we'll see how our connection is there while you're still in the UK.
Yeah.
And if it makes sense, we'll carry it on. Otherwise, maybe we'll still be in touch as friends.
Yeah. Because you're right. You don't know how the relationship, like you shouldn't make a decision about him living in the UK until he lives in the UK.
I get it.
You know, it'd be different if you guys had a foundation and you've been dating for 2 years and then, yeah, like you, but that's not what this is, you know? So much of your relationship, you have no foundation really. And then it's about to shift to him living in the UK. So you need to see what it's like for him to be in the UK, and he needs to see that too.
Okay, yeah, so, I get it.
Okay. All right. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Sarah. I just turned 30.
Happy birthday, Sarah. How can I help?
Thank you. So the boyfriend and I had planned July 3rd through the 5th for that weekend, couple of days to spend that holiday weekend together. Mm-hmm. The 5th was actually my birthday. And the 3rd and 5th, we had plans with my family, the 4th plans together. He essentially made other plans at the very last second that I was not included in. And went along with that plan instead of our pre-existing plans, kind of under the guise of, you know, you don't get invited to everything. There's poker night, there's guys night, etc., which I totally understand.
How long you guys been dating for?
But since October.
Okay.
We've done the whole Thanksgiving together, Christmas, Mother's Day, all the
things. So this is like, it's not really that new anymore.
It's not new.
Okay.
Definitely not new. And also I feel like the 4th of July is a pretty casual holiday to spend together regardless. The next day being my birthday, I just had this weird feeling about he doesn't want to spend a holiday with me. Why would I think he wants to spend my birthday with me? I maybe went a little bit dramatic, canceled our plans and basically said, I want to do something else. Let's you and I have dinner later on this week. Just because I had some hurt feelings about how that situation played out. And I just wasn't sure where that like change in MO came from. And I needed to just not feel the way I was feeling in that moment on my birthday. Okay. So
yeah.
To him, and I can see his perspective, to him that comes across as spiteful. You did this to me, so I reacted. And I can see that.
Did he ask why, or did he just assume that was your intention?
I told him that I had hurt feelings and I just wanted to do something different after the way that the 4th played out.
Yeah. Okay. Because that makes sense to me. I don't necessarily agree. Well, it's not really for me to disagree or I don't think there's a clear answer. But
okay.
But hearing your reasoning of it hurt my feelings, I know myself, I wasn't going to be able to process this in time for me to like enjoy my birthday. And selfish or not, I wanted to enjoy my birthday. Right. So I altered my plans. Now you need to be honest with yourself on was, you know, not hanging out with your boyfriend going to allow you to enjoy your birthday regardless, but that's a whole nother question. But I at least can empathize and understand that logic.
Right.
And I'm wondering if he asked and tried to empathize or just decided you were being spiteful.
So supposedly he can see why I was upset about the 4th. He can't really see my point of view for the 5th. In his mind, I ruined my day by excluding him after I was excluded.
How was your birthday?
It was pretty awesome, actually.
Okay, well, then he would be wrong in that department.
He would be a little bit wrong. And
he wasn't a part of your birthday, right?
We definitely had like a heated argument on my birthday, but it is what it is.
But you had a great birthday despite plans being altered and him not being a big focus.
Absolutely.
Great. So you were right.
I was right. I guess I don't want to get into this mindset of like tit for tat, like you did this,
yeah,
so I responded.
Yeah, I don't mean like that. I'm just saying if I'm hearing you right, he didn't trust you that you knew how to make the best of a bad situation for yourself. Because that's what I'm hearing. You had plans.
Correct.
Plans were altered. It upset you. In a perfect world, you would have been able to have a great birthday with your boyfriend being a part of that. Now,
correct,
he did something that you didn't like. Fine. And you recognized for yourself that for me to enjoy my birthday, given the situation I've been given, the cards I'm dealt, this is what I think I need to do. And that was to say, I don't want you to really to be a part of my birthday. and I'm going to try to still have fun. Not maybe it might not be my first choice, but right. I know myself and this is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like what happened. And yeah,
that is what happened.
I don't think you deserve a medal and praise for being right. And I don't think you should keep score, but I think it's important for you to recognize that you knew yourself and you should be allowed to trust yourself. And short of you being reflective and being like, yeah, I was spiteful. I ended up having an even worse birthday. All I really wanted to do was hang out with my boyfriend, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen.
Right. So I guess, you know, just kind of thinking back about, you know, how I was kind of shocked that we didn't spend that holiday together. I made it clear, like, this hurts my, like, before he went, that kind of hurts my feelings to not be included. And I was kind of shocked that he changed the plans on me. And so I do feel a sense of, you know, I need to maybe set some boundaries in our relationship where I don't feel like I'm giving substantially more than I'm getting back, because what, like, the way things played out, that's not what I thought we were doing.
Yeah. Well, listen, things change, right? So you have to be able to adapt. It's interesting, if I'm hearing you correctly, you don't think the 4th of July is that, you know, it's not Thanksgiving and Christmas kind of thing, right? You kind of suggested that. At the same time, it was important enough for you to spend it with him.
Right.
It's a slight hypocrisy there coming on your end. Now, on the same time, you know, 4th of July is my favorite holiday. Just heads up.
Okay.
Right? And I can see, and maybe your boyfriend had the same logic. It's like, it's not that big of a deal. Or maybe he fucking loves the 4th of July so much that, like, for me, what I love about the 4th of July, I love spending 4th of July with my friends, my boys, my friend groups or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm not agreeing or disagreeing, but I can see a scenario where he's like, it's just the 4th of July and I'm going to be with her on her birthday. And, like, my boys, I didn't think they're going to get together, but they did. And I got an invite. And it's really a boys thing. It's poker night. And I just, like, come on. Just want to hang out with my boys. And it's a total reasonable, like, it, you know, certainly it changes the plans. But, like, is it that big of a deal? No. I'm telling you, it's not. Now, it was to you, and you have the right to, but, like, in the grand scheme of things in a relationship, you know, so it's, like, two different things going on, right?
Because
had the right to be upset and disappointed. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think you made the right call for your birthday. It's your birthday. You have the right to be, you know, and you were right about that. You might have been able to avoid getting it to that point by being okay with him making alternative plans with his boys and not necessarily excluding you, but not including you in a situation where it was like, is that what it was? It was like a guy's thing.
It was more or less, yes.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, like, when I go home, right? Like, I brought Natalie home for the first time on the 4th of July, so a little differently. But prior to having a girlfriend, like, all my friends are married, right? And I got this one friend, his wife insists on coming out whenever, and we hate her. We hate her. We hate her. Because, like, she has no chill. Like, we have lots of couple stuff, but once in a while, it's just nice to, like, get together with the boys. And all the other wives are super cool. They fucking love it. They, you know, they do their own thing, whatever. She fucking always shows up, you know? And I'm not saying what this is, but, like, all I'm saying is, you know, getting together with the boys is a nice thing. And it's something that we all enjoy, most of us.
So
if that's what was going on, I get it. Right now, he could have handled it better. I don't know. It's still relatively new. It's not a new relationship, but it's newish. This is the first 4th of July you spent together. So we don't really know how each other values 4th of July and friend groups and things like that.
Right.
So I can see how an opportunity for him to hang out with his boys and doing a boys thing, and all the boys are getting together, and he's like, oh, fuck, I got plans with my girlfriend. I want to be with my girlfriend. We have these plans, and I mean, it's her birthday the next day, so we'll be together. What's the big deal? So I'm just going to hang out with my boys. and then you react mm-hmm. by like canceling him on your birthday, I can see his point of view why it felt like an overreaction.
Right. I think that's where we're at. Like I can see his perspective. He can see mine. We just disagree on like where each other was coming from.
Yeah. So this is a great thing. And potentially nothing was really lost here. You didn't hang out with him on your birthday. It doesn't really, listen, if you break up by next year, it doesn't really make a difference if you spent this birthday with him or not.
Right. All right?
You guys, 4th of July, whatever. But it's an opportunity to just learn how to better communicate when expectations don't meet your reality. Like you maybe can recognize that like sometimes even though you have plans, things could come up.
Right.
That it's okay for my boyfriend to want to hang out with his boys, right? You know, you guys are adults now. We don't get to do that as much. Every situation is different, but like,
right.
You know, if he's like Peter Pan syndrome, I don't know, but like, the more we get older and we are our friends settled out and get married and have kids, like it's really nice to get together with the boys because we don't get together with the boys as much as we got to in the past, right?
Right, right.
So, you know, now at the same time, like it was new to you. You were upset and you wanted to enjoy your birthday. So you definitely both recognize. I think it's important. You guys need to get to a place where you both recognize, you know, where the other person was coming from. Right. I do think, you know, are you a planner? Are you a big planner? Do you?
100%.
Yeah. So there's that, right? So like altering plans probably affects you a little bit more mm-hmm. than him. Cause I don't know him or the situation, but if everything you're telling me is, if I'm hearing it right, he just like something came up he wasn't expecting and you feel like he valued his boys over you. And he's just like, it's two separate things and I do value my boys and like we don't get together that much anymore and I was going to see you tomorrow. So like,
right.
And by your own admission, 4th of July is like not Christmas.
I love 4th of July. I mean, it's not.
You get
like,
what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's just not.
No,
like,
I hear
it's,
you.
So, you know, I think this is a good bump in the road to figure out how you guys communicate about this conflict because nothing was really lost here. There's right. no kids involved. There's no like, you know, this is not about a wedding day. You know, this is like
right.
A little holiday, you know, where things are going to come up and plans are going to have to shift. And maybe something you can, you know, in terms of plans changing, maybe get slightly better at. And one thing he needs to, it sounds like he get better at is not telling you why you're reacting a certain way.
Fair. Okay.
Because like, you were right about you still had a great birthday.
Right.
So you weren't wrong yeah. there.
Correct.
So, yeah, I think you just have to, you guys have to communicate to your point with either of you trying to be right.
Okay.
You guys should try to have a conversation about what both of you could improve and you both need to recognize on your own what you could do better. So maybe when you talk to him about this, to say, I've thought about it and I recognize, you know, I'm not saying I'm all wrong here, but I recognize that I was a little bit more, I'm a planner. My expectations changed and I could probably understand a little bit more from your point of view why you made the decision and it wasn't necessarily all about me or your love or for me or not. And that's why I was hurt, but at the same time, it did bother me that you didn't think that I knew myself well enough to know that I just needed to do this. And it wasn't out of spite.
Right.
I just knew I wouldn't be able to think of anything else if you were around and I wanted to enjoy my birthday. So yes, I could have handled 4th of July better, but I just knew this is what I needed.
Absolutely.
And see what he says. I mean, the big thing is how are you guys going to work through this will be a bigger indicator of your ability to be in a relationship rather than what happened on those 2 days.
Right. Of course. Okay.
Is that helpful? Were you disappointed in my answer?
No, it's helpful. Not at all. It's definitely helpful. You know, I think my fear going into this was if neither one of us feels like we're quote unquote wrong, like I don't want to be in the situation on the back end of something similar happening, you know, again, and then we're here in the same scenario. Like,
You just got to figure out if you can. Yeah, you just have to communicate. You got to embrace this as an opportunity to be like, hey, okay, we piss each other off, but let's just talk about how do we avoid this in the future. And I again, lead with what you recognize about what you would do differently in the future. He needs to be able to do the same. See if you guys can get to a place where you're just like, you know what? We both could do better. Something like this will happen again. And we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Best of luck. How's it going?
Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm 26.
Hi, Lisa. How can I help?
Okay. So I went on vacation for 2 weeks. And I just got back like a couple days ago. And there was a guy on the trip. It was kind of like a group trip, so it was only 18 to 30 year olds. We were together the whole time. We're on like a cruise trip around islands. We kind of started connecting towards like the later half of the trip, and it started out just like holding hands, you know. And then we ended up like, it was kind of funny because like both of our roommates wanted to hook up and get together, so it was like, oh, like I have nowhere to sleep tonight. And that's kind of how it started. So he spent the night. We ended up hooking up like a couple days later, but we was like, felt like, I don't know, because we were spending so much time together, it just felt like it progressed really fast. We were like spending every second together, like talking about all these deep topics. Like it felt like what would have taken, you know, at least a couple months took just a few days. So we didn't really talk that much about the future. He only lives like a few hours away from me right now. We're both in California. But basically leading up to the end of the trip, like I wasn't sure how I'd feel when I got home. I didn't know for sure what I wanted. So we just kind of like said goodbye at the airport, but it was like we were still kind of with the group. So we kind of had like a public goodbye at the airport. And then, yeah, so getting back, I like feel like I'm still thinking about him more than I thought I would be. And I feel like there was something there. So I guess that was like, my main question is like, do you think it's worth pursuing?
Where does he live now? Where do you live? I mean, I don't need like, how far away from you are each other?
He's like roughly 3 hours away right now.
Oh, drive, like a drive?
Yeah.
That's doable.
It's doable. But like, since I got back, I haven't heard from him. And so I don't know if it's like, and I've only been back a couple days, but like, I don't know.
How did you guys leave it?
We left it. Like he mentioned, I don't know. He was kind of like, he mentioned, oh yeah, we can definitely like, you know, but it wasn't like, it wasn't explicit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, we can definitely hang sometime. It's not exactly the excitement level
so,
you want.
Yeah. I don't know. And like the more time that's gone by, like when I wrote in, I had like just gotten home. So the more time that's gone by, the more I'm kind of like, I don't know. But I don't know if it's worth like reaching out to ask. And if I was to like,
what would you want?
How do I pitch it?
Well, you would pitch it. Like, listen, let's be honest. You met him on a vacation, right? There's a heightened sense of romance and fun and excitement. There is a, you know, like kind of like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas kind of, you know, even if you're not in Vegas, kind of like, you know, we're on vacation. So like, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's that element. And I'm saying that more for you, right? Because, you know, you hooked up with this guy, right? You know, and so you got some connection there. You don't know anything about this guy. So
I don't.
Right. And what you have to realize is a lot of your excitement and you thinking about him is based off of this kind of, you know, call it a fairy tale fantasy that you had. Now that doesn't mean he still might be a guy that you could connect with and have something there, et cetera, et cetera. And it's something maybe you guys could build off of, but let's say for example, let's reverse it. Like where you were to reach, you were to call up and say, hey, like, I met this guy and we had this really exciting time and he only lives like a few hours away from me and he wants to hang out. He's super excited and he's like, and I'm a little nervous because while I like the guy, like I'm afraid, you know, that et cetera, et cetera. Like my advice to you would be like, yeah, don't make the mistake of assuming that like that, whatever happened there is dead, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
Even if he were to reach out to you and say, hey, let's hang out, I think it would be smart for both of you to be like, all right, we had a great time. Obviously there's a connection there. There's generally an interest. It's the only thing you really can base this off on is that we're like, there's a some sort of chemistry that we have. Mm-hmm. But you, it would be important to not get caught up in the excitement of the vacation to be a driving force. It might be a nice little bonus or like a nice catalyst, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think you should reach out to him. What do you have to lose? Like, what's the worst thing that can happen? I mean, yes, you get rejected. You don't, yeah. You definitely don't call him and be like, "Hey, I was thinking about you. We should be boyfriend and girlfriend." Like, don't do that. Right. So you don't even have to put yourself out there that much. You could literally just see if he's remotely interested in like communicating with you. Like, do you guys follow each other on Instagram and do you have any social connection?
Yeah. We follow each other everywhere. Like, we do. I just don't know how serious. I guess.
Any chance
like
he could have a girlfriend and decided to like do whatever it is? Like, is
social? It's possible. I don't think so. I mean, if he did, I would be like,
how's his social? Is it pretty like, is it private? Like, what's his social activity?
He doesn't post at all. He hasn't posted in like 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's,
which is a little weird.
There's no reason to think he has a girlfriend, but you don't really know for sure if he doesn't.
I don't know for sure. Yeah. I don't know for sure.
And when you left, he was like, yeah, sure, we can hang out. But like, what did he really give you?
I guess I like the, cause I'm very much like a, he's just not that into you type of person. I get it. Like, but I guess the thing I hold on to is like, we both talked a lot about past relationships and I feel like we both are very much, like we've been humiliated. We've been rejected. We've been
so
like,
you bonded over,
on.
You know, some past experiences.
To an extent, yeah. So I guess that made me feel a bit like he wouldn't want to show his cards not knowing where I'm at. And even earlier on in the trip, he had like mentioned to me like, oh, I thought you were done with me, like way earlier. So I was like, if he's coming from that place, then that makes me feel like he would almost need me to reach out if we were to ever.
Yeah, listen, here, you should, again, come back to my original thing. Whatever happened, just enjoy it for what it was. A great trip, fun memories. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And you should also absolutely reach out to this guy. Like, don't overthink anything. Okay. Like, don't try to, he said this, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, you really confuse the shit out of yourself, like trying to overthink like things he said caught up in a moment on vacation. Right.
Yeah.
So as long as like, you're okay with the possibility that he's just like, I don't know. I don't want to drive 3 hours to hang out with a chick, you know, like your ego has an easy out here. That's the good news.
Yeah.
Right. Like, listen, I think you should get better. I think everyone should get better on facing the reality of rejection and just like cold, hard truths. Yeah, he's just not into me. Fine. Right? You just said it. Yeah, he's just not that into you, chick. Right? Okay. Well, if you really are, then this should be easy for you. Because
that's
it would be absolutely silly for you to not like what, like you have a somewhat of an interest in a guy. And as we know, if you listen to this podcast, it's hard to even like anyone.
It is.
It's hard to get excited about someone. So what, like you're thinking about not reaching out to a guy because you're not entirely sure if he likes you. Like if you're going to be the, he's not that into you chick, then have that be a positive, not a negative. And what I mean by that is he's not that into you chick is the girl who understands that like, not everyone's going to be obsessed with me.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay that a guy might not like me. Right. Mm-hmm. But don't be the, he's not into you chick that is so like, it's kind of a cop out to like, I'm not going to try because no one's into me and I'm afraid to get rejected, you know? So I'm just never going to ask because I don't want to handle rejection. So like, he's just not into, no one's ever into me, you know, but clearly he's into you to some degree, right? You had a fun weekend, you bonded. So you truly have nothing. Don't talk yourself out of at least giving it a shot. Like what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
You know, and just be totally, you know, as I always say, be chill about it. Be like, hey, you know, what's up? I mean, honestly, I would just, hey, don't be like, I was thinking about you, whatever. Be like,
right, yeah.
Hey, crazy thought. Want to get together next week or anytime? See what he says.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And if he says bullshit like, well, I don't know if I'm into a, you know, put it this way. Short of him, like, be as direct as possible in the sense that like you want to hang out. Right. But to be chill about it. And like, you don't have to get all specific. We should plan a date. I love you. I can't stop thinking about you. But no, don't, none of that. But like, we should get, should we get together sometime? I think it would be fun. Let's hang out. Right. Start there. And he, that could be, you know, he doesn't know if you're talking about hooking up again, getting married. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
Right.
but true.
So, because you're going to be so chill about it, if he gives you any excuse whatsoever, right, like, I don't know, it's like far, then you got your answer, right? He's really not that into you, right?
That's true.
If he's like, well, I don't know, like long distance, you know, you didn't even say anything about long distance. Like, no, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like,
right.
And that way that'll be kind of a softer, you know, then you'll kind of know without really feeling rejected because like you didn't really put yourself out there. You just like, hey, do you want to hang out?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
And then when you suggest it, because you're making the first move, he needs to make the second move. So like him just saying, sure, that would be fun sometime. Like he needs to be like, how about next week? You know, if he's like, sure, we should do that sometime. And then he never like follows up, then he's, you know, he's not interested.
Okay.
But you should at least let him know that you might be interested. Someone's got to say, hey, I, you know.
Right.
You know.
And I think I just wanted it to be him, you know. Like I thought I'd hear from him. It's like a bummer.
It's really not. You got to let it go.
Okay.
You don't know what he's thinking. You just got back. It's only been a couple days.
Yeah.
You know, and he easily could just be like, he could have easily just told himself, it's just a fling.
Right.
You don't really know. He could have a girlfriend. The important thing is like it's have almost, you have literally nothing to lose. And it would be so easy to just simply suggest you would be somewhat interested in seeing his face again.
That's true.
And then there's so many other options.
Very true.
You know, so don't make it that big of a deal, you know, but certainly don't waste the opportunity, you know.
Okay.
And then don't get bummed if he doesn't, you know, want to hang out, if he doesn't respond. Like then you have your answer. You're right. It was a guy. Like you have a lot of reasons to already know that it's like you're halfway ready to walk away. So if you do get rejected, don't go down a rabbit hole of like disappointment and sadness and let your ego take over. It would, whatever sadness you feel will be almost all your ego being pissed that it got rejected.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah. So
okay.
Your ego is stopping you from just doing something simple. And if so check your ego there and then check your ego if you don't get the answer you want.
Okay.
And then
I think actually like not reaching out is actually making it a bigger deal. So I think it actually almost be more natural to just whatever. And then I can close it if it's not a thing, then it can just be what it is, you know?
Yeah. But also be careful. Like when you reach out and you say something, don't do the whole like, we shouldn't hang out, but like, it's not a big deal if you don't want to, like, don't shoot shit like that.
Okay.
Just
say,
I don't want to be, I don't want to be crazy, but like, you know, no, that's not crazy to say you want to hang out. Just don't disqualify yourself. Don't downplay yourself. Don't downplay what you had. Just simply say very confidently, I think we should hang out again.
Okay. Okay.
That's it. It's real normal. Okay. It's real simple. It's real direct.
Yeah.
And it gives him really no room to, you know, bullshit.
That's true.
All right.
That's true.
Best of luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Either way, you had a fun vacation.
It's true. Yep. All right. Thanks, Nick.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, we appreciate your 5-star reviews. Your 1-stars can go suck it. And sending your questions at AskNickAtCastMedia.com, cast with a K. See you next time.